Blog Talk Radio.
Man, with the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. We alone do we wake up and die 8 weeks. Like Allah to always continue to show us the all, the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who go astray. Amen. I greet you once again in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's no greeting that matches this greeting. This is a greeting given to us by Allah on how we should treat each other, how we should respect each other, how we should care for each other. And they started off with As-salamu alaykum, simply mean God peace be with us, on us, and coming. And we are obligated to keep the peace once we learn what that word means. None of the prophets ever spoke English, so they all said As-salamu alaykum. We must learn that. In this world, they want to keep racism and lies going on and use religion to do it. God ain't no man. God is the creator of man. And you got these people talking about Jesus is God, a Caucasian man. He's God. He died. He created us, a Caucasian. These people done went and lost it all. And they only can get those who accept that lie. And a lie is no good. And a lie will get you nowhere. And a lie is only good when the truth is absent. The truth is here today. We're here with the truth. There's only one God. And we are here. We better win this again. There's no God but Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. There's no more prophet to come. He brought the final revelation. The other revelations have been tampered with. And that if it hadn't been tampered with, then people said that Jesus was God, they can't prove that. Jesus never said in nowhere in the Bible that he was God. Other people called him God, and he told them, well, I am what I am. But he said, God is one that sent me. So they all cleared that up. And to say Jesus is God is to promote racism right out. And we can't see that. We can't see that racism get its boost or get its energy from that lie that God got a son. God only begotten son. Mary was the son of God, and he became the son of God after God said, be in it here. God said, be in it here. That's the power of God. And they don't want you to think that only them got power. And they do. They got the courts. They got the court system wrapped up. They got most of the police on the force look like them and evil. And they can kill you. Been killing us for years and getting away with it. But those people are burning in hell according to their own book. Because Allah says in the scripture, no one leaves this earth without getting God's judgment. You can't get off of it. You here to be tested. You're passing through. And God said the best one of us that passed through is one who obeyed God the best. We either believe that or we don't believe that. So we thank Allah for this precious time. We thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslims in this day and time. We thank Allah for giving us the opportunity to stay on course. We on course. When you pray five times a day, you stay on course. You praying for a car, praying for a woman, or praying for a job, or praying for some number to fall, you ain't praying. You might not never get blessed. So God, Allah is the greatest. And Allah is so great, he ain't let no truth be destroyed. So that's why the Block Talk Radio Station come out of coming out of California under the leadership of Hameen Muhammad. I am Brother Abdul Akbar. I'm one of the co-host worker here. I'm from Decatur, Georgia. Other co-host worker here is Tuja Muhammad out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And my wife, Daya Akbar, from Decatur, Georgia. She's running Sunday and Tuesday. Well, she runs a show talking about their children. And we incorporate all of that, children, women, whoever. We here because of the world that God has put us in, and we see some of the problems through the Quran, through the eyes of the Quran, that Allah has blessed us to have through Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, and then from Prophet Muhammad, who prayed for Majedi, He prayed for one to come after him, and he, and when one come after a prophet, and he renew the found revelation, make some that are truly old new again, then that man is called a Majid. The man was Muhammad made the truth clear and easy to understand all over again. How can you understand somebody died for your sins? And you can't go to no court in America and tell anybody that somebody died for your sins and you won't get a straight jacket. I guarantee you're going to get a straight jacket. But that's a lie that a Christian, oh, he's coming back. Why would he leave? God ain't never had to come back. God is always there all the time. So they talking about a God, that a pagan God. He got to come back. God ain't left. He's always here. So when they talk about God come back, so we here on this Block Talk radio station, and sometimes we have another brother called Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. He's from Columbus, Georgia. He come on and share the good information, and we also have an imam that joined us, Brother Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia. So we are here doing the will, and with the help of Allah, the will of God, spreading the truth that has been given to us, that we see every day on the TV, all the problems that this world has brought about, and we have a solution. And the solution always been here before the problem got here. And Allah is the solution, and in Allah's scripture, bring about the solution to the problem. God said, don't make no image of him. The Bible said it too, a couple of times, that don't make no image. They people undid that. Bible said, don't eat no swine. They do that. They said, Jesus said he came to fulfill the law. He didn't come to change it. But they made like, all they got to do is, but how can you bless something? God, Jesus ran off a mountain and say he put an evil spirit in that animal and ran them animals off the mountain. It never said it killed the animal. It said they ran them off the mountain. And you go eat that meat? After God said, leave it alone. God won't give us scriptures to tell us to leave something alone. We go and get it. Then we're getting exactly what we earn, what we strive for. We're getting that. So Allah is the only one God, the only one creator. He created all and made a difference so we can learn from each other. Why we learn we brothers? Why we learn one hair is no better than the other hair? One color is no better than, why that not exercised? Because the people that control the skyscrapers, they got the planes in the sky, they got the ships out there in the sea fishing, they got everything, and they trying to keep us from having nothing. And they no longer, we up under them, trying to beg, hoping for crumbs to fall off the table, and they image up in God, they ain't going to never be no coming together. They know that. We got communist countries, but we got people that communists, like, and no different than a communist country, wear swastikas, wear evil, like Donald Trump and his party, his party, and them not Republicans, them are enemies that got in office by evil, wicked people who want to keep oppression going on certain people, on African American people. They want to oppress them. God ain't made no white people. And soon as we stop calling them that, they can come down back down on earth and they can get some help. As long as you putting them way up there in the sky, oh, white people. There ain't no white people. Bring me two of them. I stay in Atlanta, bring me two of them. I'd like to see some white people. Ain't no white people. A white man never killed no black man because God ain't made no white person. They have been tricked. I'm a white man. I hear them all the time. I'm a white man. You're a black person. And the person they call it black, that person lighter than they are. Their skin is more pretty than their skin are. But they would never accept that and understand that. Long they go to a church or go somewhere in their house and pray, and as a Caucasian man,
there's their Lord and Savior. They ain't going to never go nowhere. You can't go. God said he would never intervene in that because you have made a bad choice and you won't change it. After he said don't make no image and you put an image before you. Huh? So let's wake up, people. So let me get ready to share this mic with other people on the in the queue. They've got something to say besides myself. We a few minutes late because something they wouldn't let. I don't know what happened. But anyway, we froze and got it straightened out. So who in the queue that year that we can bring up next? Huh?
Brother Sujab.
Sujab, you don't see Brother Muhammad?
Nope.
Okay. Well, bring Brother Sujab. Brother Sujab, for fun on this night. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujab.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yeah, good to hear your voice. Alhamdulillah. You got
Alhamdulillah.
It,
yes, sir.
You got it.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. We thank Allah much. And all praise is due to him. And we just like to say the prayer. I bear witness and I testify that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. And I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. But could you hear me? Do you seem like I'm far back or anything like that?
No, you're right on. No, you're right.
You sound good. You sound good.
Okay, you can give me. Okay then, praise be to Allah.
You crank your rooster up too.
Crank the rooster. Alhamdulillah. That makes me feel right at home.
Yes, sir.
Allah Akbar.
Discriminate against the rooster. We need him.
Yes.
Hello, Akbar.
Allah Akbar. The Quran say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim." With Allah's name, most gracious and most merciful. The Quran say, "In blasphemy indeed are those that say that Allah is Christ, the Son of Mary. Say, who then has the least power against Allah? If it's his will were to destroy Christ, the Son of Mary, his mother, and everyone that is on the earth. But to Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is between. He created what he pleases, for Allah has power over all things. Both the Jews and the Christians say we are sons of Allah and his beloved. Say, why then does he punish you for your sins? Nay, ye are but men of the men. He has created. He forgiveth whom he pleases, and he punishes whom he pleases. And to Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is between. And unto him is the final goal. So Allah is saying, it's not Allah for things. You're Allah, which is my truth. Allah is saying right here that if Jesus was his son, then he wouldn't punish him. because he wouldn't be sinful. He wouldn't be no sinner. God's son, you can't. Jesus commits sin because he's a human being. The only one that's perfect is God. The only one that's perfect is God. Jesus said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Jesus said, don't call me good. He's not perfect. And if God had a son, the son would be perfect like Allah. Allah is perfect. So Allah asked the question, why then do he punish you for your sin? Nay, you are the man of the man he had created. He forgiveth whom he pleases, and he punishes whom he pleases. Brothers and sisters, we can right there you can see clearly that lie. They're trying to make that lie establish supremacy. But if it was true, that God had a son, then he'll be perfect like God. So God asked the question, why do we... If you my son, why do I have to punish you? Brothers and sisters, we are living in a time where the truth is going to expose all these lies. For what purpose? Where it gonna put on you a demand to make a decision. You're gonna have to make a decision. You're not gonna be left alone just to say you believe in Jesus. Or that Jesus is God. And people is going to challenge you. They're going to say, what do we say that Jesus is God in your Bible? And there's no place in the Bible, brothers and sisters, where Jesus said that he was God. No place in the Bible where he said that he was Almighty God. Or that he was going to become God. No place in the Bible. This ain't nothing light. This ain't nothing lightweight. This is real serious, a serious lie that have been put out in the atmosphere. And it's influencing a whole lot of people. It's causing people to lose their soul. So this is not nothing. We don't take this lightly, and it's real serious when you lie on God. Real serious. You can't lie on God and get away with it. God is the one that gave us truth. But we as believers, we tell the truth. We use truth. in our conversation. We don't have to lie. We don't depend on a lie. We depend on truth. So we tell the truth. Even if the Quran say, even if it's against ourselves. Even if it's against ourselves. We tell the truth. Why is that? Because we submitting our will to God. We want to do God's will. We believe that there's going to be a judgment. And there's going to be a resurrection. And just like the Christians, they got some saying, a song, I want to be in that number. And I want to be in that number. I want to be in among the believers that stood for truth and told truth. I can lie. And it's a possibility I can fool you. But it's I can't fool God, and I can't fool myself. So why should I lie? Why do the devil lie? Why do the devil say that there's another God, that Jesus is the Son of God? Why do he say that? And the devil knows that is not the truth. And the devil himself lets you know that he's a liar, that he'll bring you untruth. So if I'm a man of God, and you got the majority of a Muslim would tell you there's only one God. So you know that the truth, I mean the Muslim is going to bring you the truth. But the devil, it's a possibility, it's more than a possibility. The devil would lie to you. He would bring you a lie. So when you hear the Muslim talk, you should listen to what a Muslim is saying real careful. Because we as believers in God, we don't want to be known or seen as liars. We don't want to use nothing that God don't use. God don't use no lie. We don't use that. And any time a person lies, what is their purpose to lie? To cover up something. The truth stands out clear. It don't cover up nothing. The Quran said, you'll know the truth from falsehood. When a person tells the truth, he's not going to cover up nothing. But when a person lies, in many cases, he got to tell another lie. To cover up the first lie. So we as Muslims, we don't use lies. We don't have to use lies. We don't have to tell lies. We don't have nothing to cover up. We're not trying to take over the earth. The earth belongs to God. We're not trying to take over nothing. We're not trying to run your life. See, the Muslims believe that you is responsible for running your own individual life. and that when you pass, you got to answer to God. You got to go before God. That's what the Muslim believe in. So we're not trying to fool you or trying to make you believe in something or trying to make you join us. Every one of us, our responsibility is get right before God. That's our individual responsibility. You say you believe in God, but these people here on earth today, they openly say that they believe in Jesus. They come at you straight up and tell you that Jesus is God. So we don't have no excuses, and they let you know up front that they don't worship Almighty God, that they worship Jesus, and they try to prove to you that Jesus is God. If Jesus is God, what is that going to do for us? We need to ask that question. If he's God, what is that going to do for us? But then you portray God as a man. You got God's picture on your neck. You got God's picture in the church. Oh, you bold. You bold. You bold. God got all the rights on you. Only thing you can do is fall down on your knees and ask God for forgiveness and change the position that you got. That's the only thing that you can do. They're going to get to the point where people are not going to listen to you. I'm talking about the Christian. They're not going to listen to you. And the Christian that keeping silent, won't speak out against the lie, they're not going to listen to you neither. Because you got an opportunity to tell the truth. We just asking you to bear witness to the truth. To your other brothers and sisters. So they won't go to hell. Let's bear witness to the truth. Just let them know that there's only one God, that God don't have no son. That's a great sin. That's blasphemy. Tell them the truth. That's what they want. You got many good Christians, they believe in the truth too. They want the truth too. Because Jesus said in the Bible that the truth will set them free. Know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free or make you free. So they want the truth too. If they tell you that Jesus is the Son of God, then they're not using the truth. If they tell you that Jesus is God, they're not using the truth. They're not giving you God's word. So people are not going to listen to them either. Big problem. The way things are going, brothers and sisters, is almost coming around to you. It's going to be your last chance. Like, we got different things. It seems like it's just jumping off. Things is happening. People are dying. They got it now where they reporting how people's dying by the thousand every month or every week. People are dying by the thousand. I said, what? Yeah. And guess what? Nobody's going to live forever. We all going to have to pass and go and come back to God. And God said in the Quran, that's his angels. You're going to meet his angels of death. And they're going to show you the truth and ask you the question, is this, do you deny this? I wouldn't want to be in your position. Truthfully speaking, I wouldn't want to be in your position. I wouldn't want to be in your position right now. Why don't you submit your will to God? That's in your prayer. Jesus said, watch him while he pray. He said, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And then he said what? Thou will be done. He didn't say that my will be done. He said thou will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. He said thou will. And there's other places in the Bible where Jesus said, not my will, but God will be done. And he said, I'm doing the will of the Father. He used the word Father as someone that is authority in his life. God is the authority, so he used the word Father rather than using the word authority. We're teaching you the whole truth. This is the truth that we are bringing you. This is not watered down. We're not talking trick. We're not tricked out, talking slick, fast talking. We're coming to you straight up. That God don't have no son. That this here lie been used before by the Jews. And it's blasphemy. And God said, get away from that. This is what the last revelation. Brothers and sisters, and I'm talking to my Christian brothers and sisters. You all need to read the Holy Quran. You all need to read the last revelation. If Satan done put you against reading the last revelation, well, you're in trouble. That means you got to believe in Satan. You don't have nothing, you know, to defend you. You don't have nothing to go to try to see whether or not you're right or wrong. You don't want to go to hell.
to hell. I don't want hell on nobody. All this time, they've been lying to you about Muslims, that Muslims are terrorists, that Muslims hate Christians. All this time, we've been trying to defend you. All this time, we've been working, bringing you the truth so you can save yourself. All this time, all these years, you got Muslims gave their life to help our Christian brothers and sisters, to defend Jesus. And let you know that there ain't but one God, and there's only one creation. God has no need. The creator of the heaven and earth, you can't kill him. He don't die. God is ever present, and he's never absent. He's self-sufficient. He don't have no need. No need. Brothers and sisters, you better wake up. I see too many Christians around here seem like they want to move towards the truth. I see quite a few of them is thinking that way. And I see quite a few Christians is changing that position that they have. It's quite a few of them. They even coming on television talking the truth. That's good, brothers and sisters. We're not trying to run you away from the church. We're trying to run you away from the life. So, brothers and sisters, we thank God for this opportunity to bring this truth that I'm bringing, and we pray to God that you have an ear to hear. And we came to you in peace, and you're going to leave it in peace. Of Islam, it ain't gone. We cut it over to you, Badagba.
Well, they got your lamb.
We thank you, Brother Suja. That was
thank
on the
you.
Point, Jack. Me, that's clear. And you made it very clear.
Hello, Egba.
Do that.
Soon, my wife come in and screen this group. She will send the. Okay, show me.
Yeah, right there.
Right there,
right there. Anybody got any questions?
Yeah, anybody open
for any questions?
Yes, sir. Anybody got any questions for Suja? He's open for questions. Let me see. Brother, you can turn his mic on. And go ahead. Turn his mic on. I'm doing like Brother Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, we're gonna ask everybody to keep their mics on, but if they go off, they mute them where they at, because it act like they don't want to unmute here. But anyway, okay. You got it, Brother Ibrahim, Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia. You got it.
Thank you very much. I only been wanting to testify and nothing deserved to worship except Allah alone. I like to say first, I seek refuge in Allah from that which makes man forget because a lot of y'all sure forgetting all of a sudden. And like I said, I've been witness nothing deserving to worship except Allah alone, who has no associates, no partners. He ruled this universe, and he ruled you too. Ain't no he ruled today, number two ruled tomorrow, number three ruled the next day. No, there's no such thing. And you can't even find it in the scripture, so I like to know what you're holding on to it for. And I bear witness that Muhammad, who came with the last revelation, you know why the last revelation came? Because man had tampered with scripture all the way back from the beginning of time. And Allah tell us that he will protect the Quran. You can't tamper with it. When you deal with the Arabic, we have learned that if you will revile anything, it's no longer a word. So you can't mess with the Quran because Allah said he'll protect it. So it came to prove to the world that God exists. See, they thought they got away by tampering with the scripture. But when Allah brought the Quran on the scene, oh, they got to run in and hide, and then they hold it. You know, I didn't say this. I didn't say that. I'm going back to what my brother Suja said. You can no longer hold on to the lie that's been proven to you a lie. Otherwise, we say you got to give it up. Let's do it like this here. If you're so sincere about your religion or the way you say that you believe, or that you believe in 1, 2, 3, I'm going to put a challenge out there like our prophet did, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You come on the radio tomorrow, I'm going to come on, you bring your wife and your children, I bring mine, and we'll swear by God that only God is only one, and Jesus is not God, he's not Lord, and if he is, I'm glad to give my life for you to prove me wrong. But are you willing to do the same thing? So come on tomorrow, and let's swear by God, and let's see who wind up being victorious. You can't win. How are you going to win against God and the righteous one? We've been going over scripture after scripture, and what's so good about it, what's so beautiful about it, we've been going over your scripture. We try to leave the Quran out a little bit and just deal with your scripture. And you have refused to lend an ear to what we say about what your scriptures say. Is your scripture that made you alive? Yes. And you're still living in it, eating it up every day? Yes. You refuse to really be a man or a woman and say, God, this is it for me. I want the truth. And I'm going to submit to the truth, and I'm going to join my brothers. Oh, I'm a Christian. All we're trying to do is make you a better Christian. That's all. But I'm going to join my brothers and sisters in truth and learn from them. That's all you got to do, and see how your life changed. But no, see what's happening. Satan got you bogged down. If he ain't got you bogged down with a brand new car, you can't hardly pay the note or the house note, and your clothes you don't have like you used to have, a gold chain around your neck, some rings on your finger. All this don't mean nothing because you can't take it to the grave with you. So what are you trying to do? You're doing what Satan had planned for you to do. Show all, masquerade, and your masquerade ran on the hill. And we trying to save you from the hill. But like I say, you can come on, and I have my big brother to negotiate this thing for. I swear, and then you swear that Jesus ain't God, he's not Lord. And I swear to Allah, if you prove that to be true to me, to take my life. So you do the same thing. Since you so hard-hearted, and so you think you really know something, that's the challenge that I'm putting to you. I want to see how many are going to come on and face the challenge. So you're not talking to no Rudy Poos. Like my big brother said, we ain't trying to bamboozle you. Malcolm taught us that. But you've been bamboozled how many times? You can't even count them. And you don't really have no real faith because you can't even let go of the habits that Satan then introduced you to. You can't even let that go. So how you going to be saved? And you're not going to make God a lie. You're going to make yourself a lie, and you're going to look like a fool when you meet God and you say, Lord, Satan made me do it. And when God makes Satan come up and fetch you, Satan going to say, look, I didn't have no 45. I did not twist your arm. I just called and you came. So don't blame me. See, all this, what we're saying is in scripture.
So what Satan's saying in his mind about you, oh, just hold on a little longer. I just want you to be a fool the rest of your life. See, only fools follow me. Yeah, I don't want to tell you that, though. Somebody else can tell you. You might believe it and you might not. Yes, that's what he's doing, trying to make you a fool, trying to make you reject the Lord of all the worlds. We're talking about the Lord of all the systems of knowledge. Whatever knowledge you're in, whatever field you're going in, Allah, God, is the Lord of it. So how you going to learn anything and you don't really want to accept God as being who he is? You can go farther in your field if you just bear witness that God is only one and I'm not going to associate anything with him. If Jesus told you in the Bible, one, know you the truth and the truth will set you free. Two, he said, when they say, who are you? They say, oh, we say you the son of a man, son of God. He said, go and tell no man that lie. That's in the scripture. He said, go and tell no man that. So now, what's wrong? We be pointing out these things. Oh, I know what's wrong. We have to forgive them, my big brother, Logbo. We have to forgive them. See, but the problem is they don't read. Another problem, they don't research. And the worst problem is they become parrots. You know, the parrot can repeat everything you repeat. They become parrots and recite everything they hear across the rostrum, but they do not go to their book, open up the chapter and the verse and read it for themselves. So you cannot be nothing but a follower of Satan, because that's who's playing the drum. That's who playing the tune and making you march to it. And then you go into church and you get froze. We call it the ice house. You just get everything get froze. You come out froze. Can't think. And then when the ice wear down, then you come all emotional. Man, did you hear what that pastor said? No, I hear that. But I sure heard that song they sung. That's a shame that you went and you can't remember the message, but you can remember the song. And what Jesus said in the scripture, my people will be destroyed by song, music, and dancing. Where they do that at? Now, we quote the scripture, and you haven't came to us and proved us wrong yet. I'm going to take up another minute, too. I just like listening to my big brother, and he put so much in my soul that it's kind of hard to stop. So I'm kind of putting my brakes on just a little bit so I can wind down, but I got to make a couple more statements. Why are we as a people continue, when we say we know the truth, continue to be bamboozled, hoodwinked? Huh? Why? Why we can't come together? Satan don't want you to come together. Don't you know when you come together, that's your strength? Unity is your strength. And that with unity, that's how you can build a nation. That's how we can build communities, businesses, which we need. Well, I ain't going to the cracker store no more. And turn around tomorrow, you're right back there in there, buying a bag of candy. But if you had your own, you'd be respected when you come to the door, and we'll respect you coming in the door. And now you can say, oh, I got my own. I'm going to my brother's in them store. I'm going to my brother's in them restaurant. Huh? I'm going to see my brother. And I'm going to order a dinner from him, and he's going to have it laid out for me when I come and pick it up. And I ain't got to worry about no insecticides and nothing being in it. Huh? Nothing, something they're going to poison me. Yes, we can do all these things. All we need to do is bear witness. There's no God but God alone, who have no associates, no partner. All you got to do, we'll follow you. Show me in the Bible. But Jesus said, there are three gods. Show it to me. He never said that. So you're going to let the ones that tamper with the scripture put that line there and you follow, but you can't prove it? If it would have been so, he would have said it. Huh? He said, I'm in you and you in me. Right? And like my big brother said, our Father, our, not mine's, our. Who are in heaven, why can't we just come together on truth? Just come together on the foundation of truth and enjoy one another's presence. We meet each other. We can meet, say, brother, y'all meet me at a certain restaurant. And we'll come, and we'll sit and talk and enjoy the meal with you. That's all we're trying to do is connect with our brothers and sisters. Now, if you don't want to be our brothers and sisters, just say so. You might hurt our feelings, but we'll get over it. Listen, I came to y'all in peace. I'm going to lead you in peace. But just remember, nothing is deserving of worship but God alone, by himself. No partners, no associates. You better try to be a friend before the end. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got salam. Well, thank you, brother Ibrahim.
Okay. Yes, sir. You on that, big bro?
We thank you for your input, and we appreciate it. Anybody got any questions or anything they want to ask Brother Ibrahim? Now is the time. It's Mash 1 coming into your queue, and we will bring you in. So we will bring you in the queue. You got anything that you want to say? Okay, we got Sister Karan. She want to ask a question or add something to what's already been said. Sister Karan, you got it.
As-salamu alaykum. Well, I want to ask a question. I want to ask a question that something that Brother Shuja said, and maybe brother, he could answer it too. He had said that Jesus committed a sin, and I just had wanted to know, just in case, you know, I'll be talking to somebody and I tell them that, I just want to know what sin that Jesus committed.
My brother, don't jump in line too quick. Anybody want to answer that? Nobody answer all at once, one at a time. You want to answer first? Since you were last, Brother Ibrahim, you want to say something to that?
Well, she said that Brother Suja made the statement.
Brother Suja.
We're right to bring our brother back.
That's right. Okay, bring Brother Suja.
Okay, now let me straighten that out. she asked me, what sin did Jesus commit?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And because I had made the statement that in reference to all of us had committed sin, you know.
And
also she asked me what sin did Prophet Muhammad commit. And I told her to it from the Holy Quran. From the Holy Quran that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he passed as a blind man. I said that Jesus didn't get married. And she said that's not no sin. So I know the scriptures said that we should be fruitful and multiply, and we should get married. You know?
Right.
And also, I asked her, is when you do wrong, is that a sin? She said yes. I said okay then. Let me come from the Quran. The Quran say, Allah says in the Quran that if he would destroy the peoples on earth for the wrong that they done, he says there won't be nobody left on earth but him. So I close my case. And I just let my brothers, you know, if y'all can remember some things that in order to make that point. You know, she wanted to try to get it from you all. Praise be to God. I salute.
Waylon Masala Rahdullah.
Alhamdulillah, but like I said, you said that Jesus committed a sin. So all I wanted to know is just answer the question, what sin did Jesus commit? Because the reason why I asked that, because, you know, like, that's why we have to get it straight and teach our children. Because I was told that none of the prophets committed a sin. They made mistakes, so there's nobody perfect. They made mistakes. They're different between making mistakes, you know, and committing a sin. So that's what all I want to know, because if I go out there and tell my children, and, you know, tell them that, they're going to ask me the same question. What sin did Jesus commit? And that's what I want to know too, so I could tell them that.
And also, if he didn't commit a sin, then they can call him perfect.
Mm-hmm. You can make mistakes. You make mistakes, Brother Shujah. Mistakes is not making you unperfect too. That what makes you not perfect, when you make mistakes. Sin is different from making mistakes. So that's why I wanted to know, you know, what sin did Jesus commit? That's all you have to just tell me. What sin did he commit? You don't have to give me no explanation.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't know, then we shouldn't teach it until we know.
Yes.
Because that question will be asked. And if our children go out there talking about saying that, they're going to get laughed at. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't get married. That's the position. So I stand up on that. All the way to the paradise.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Let me say this. Let's kind of go back a little bit. And let's put it in this category, my big brother, Suja. Like your sister said, we all make mistakes. A lot don't make no mistakes. Right?
That's right.
His prophets made mistakes. But they didn't sin. Now, in Al-Islam, if you go through the Sharia, they said that the prophets were ma'sum. Ma'sum means, like, catch it when I say this. It means that they were free from any imperfection or wrongdoing that man could see. Allah could see. Allah hid their problems, because if we seen stuff like that, the people wouldn't follow them. So Allah said, no, they ma'sum. Only one knows what they done is Allah. And that was not revealed to us. Only thing was revealed to us that they were free from any infection, and that was by Allah. And so you find that in the Sharia. So we can say that on the safe side, till we do some more digging, not say you're wrong, let's say they all made mistakes. That's what keeps them from being Allah, because Allah don't make no mistakes. And only people that make mistakes are human.
Right. So that's one of the reasons I asked her, what's your position on doing wrong? You just can't say that a wrong is a mistake, you know. And I believe that revelation in the Quran, where God say that if he would punish the people for the wrong that they done, and he used the word wrong.
Right.
So right there is letting you know that all of them did wrong. They did some wrong. It might have been there's major wrong, but Allah can forgive you. For the wrong. If they didn't do no wrong, they wouldn't have to pray.
Well, it's just like you said, if everybody down there was perfect, you know, then he wouldn't have to destroy the whole earth and bring in a new people.
That's right, bro. That is so
you know. But we all make mistakes. Now, humanly, we all did wrong. I would say, on the safe side, let's put it like this, my brother, let's put it like this. And then, you know, many times you get in an argument, like, not an argument, but a disagreement like this.
No, no.
Down the line, Allah revealed it to you. So let's just say, for the safe side, for being safe right now, that he made mistakes. Now, what we have to do from that point is that we have to go into scripture instead of the whole scripture about his life.
Yeah, we got to study it now.
Yeah, we got to study it. Just like Prophet Muhammad passed the blind man. That wasn't a sin, but he made a mistake, and Allah corrected him on that.
Yeah.
And the other thing that Allah corrected Prophet Muhammad on in the Quran. So I think we'd be safe if we care like that until we do some more research.
Right. I think my wife asked a good question.
Yeah.
That was a good question.
Yes, sir. Good question.
Make you think. So
it's gonna make you think, and then you won't have to study because you won't have to. You had to come up with some proof.
Yes, sir.
That is correct.
Right. And I'm gonna come up with some more proof.
Yes, sir. I'm definitely going to do the book.
I
want to go in and tap seal that verse and see what I come up with.
Yeah.
See, just like I say, Allah said that all the problem with Mausun, meaning they were free to any imperfection that you can see. Allah, he blocked that from us. He said, if we see the imperfections in the prophets, we wouldn't follow them. So that's what Allah blocked for them. And like you say, when we get the research, we'll come up with something.
Yeah. Allah said we seek protection from the latent harm, for the potential harm in the creation. It's like water is good for you, but you get too much of it. I get too much of it coming in. It will kill you. So we take the protection from the everything in the creation of lasers on. But the lie has been told on Jesus that he is the begotten Son of God. He probably didn't have time to get married. All them lies coming at him. But he tried to use him and give to the people.
Well, you know, in the Jews, in the Kabbalah, the Jews book, there's a chapter in there where Esau, Jesus, when he left, the God against sent him and went on about his business. But we know from the Quran, they didn't hang him on no cross. That was somebody else that appeared to look like him.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But they said that he married and had a family.
Yeah.
See, they don't want to give us that knowledge. But I ran up on that.
Yeah, David is from Kent, his cousin or something. They said that in the scripture.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of things that we have to discover or we have to see. And actually, a lot of the guidance is because all the lies have been told. We just got to read back. We know we made a mistake. I believe there's no man that God have ever created, made no mistake, especially with that. Allah said if nobody would make a mistake, he would bring some people in and would make a mistake, so they would ask him for forgiveness.
That's right, mm-hmm. brother.
And look at it like this, too. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead, big brother.
We have what we call the judgment.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And that's another thing I say. I let the people know that Jesus is going to have to come before Allah, and he's going to be judged.
Right.
Yeah, he'll be questioned, what did he tell the people?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And Allah knows already, but he's
going to
still be questioned.
Yes. Yeah. We can't look at him as being perfect.
Mm-hmm. Look at this here. Let me give you this example. And we all can see, we have to use things, Allah bless us, things that we have done. Now, there's certain things that we have done that we don't want nobody to know about.
That's right.
But Allah knows. Allah knows.
Allah
and what Allah has done, he has blocked that from coming into the community or coming to the people. He blocked that for you. That's why when you do something wrong and ask Allah for forgiveness, and he forgive you,
You have no right to tell nobody. See, because
right.
you took it to your mother. That's where it's supposed to stay.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to put that right, right there.
Praise the Lord. And they got places in the command where and the command, where Christ Jesus himself is asking for forgiveness, you know.
Yes.
And I would pray, you know. The prayer,
well, you know, like you said, Big Brother, when he asked for forgiveness, all we got to do is go to that particular chapter and then refer it over to the Quran, because the Quran got footnotes. And now we're big enough and adult man enough to know how to go in the footnotes now and know what's right or wrong. But now we can go right to that, what you just said, right there when he asked Allah for forgiveness. Let's go back to what he asked Allah for forgiveness for. And that'll prove
what
the
he asked for forgiveness for.
Yeah.
Praise be to Allah.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's there. It's there. I don't think Allah would have us on this mission and let us stay blind. I think Allah would show it to us.
Yes.
You know.
We're going to find it.
You know.
Another thing you pointed out. And I think they brought that image up like that. Him nailed on the cross. We know the history of all that. But the reason they said he was Lord and God to hide his imperfections. See?
Yeah.
I'm saying
yeah.
they done that. They wrote that to say he was God, he was Lord. So if he God and Lord, you ain't going to question that.
You
got the same thing that when we go into church with our grandmama, you don't question the preacher boy.
Yeah.
Huh? And then our grandma tell us that. Why we can't question them? You and me, ain't he?
Yeah.
And then when
there
we came to that law, we learned that I can't question you.
There you go.
That's why a lot of them dirt was here because you couldn't question them.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get this bottom of Jesus thing. We're going to find that. And that's a lot of blessing. When he asked you for forgiveness, Lord, show us what he was asking for forgiveness for.
You might ask that question. Yeah. That question might be asked to some Christian, you might start a war.
Well,
Jesus.
Hey,
you might start a war.
Yeah. Well, if we find it, we're going to tell the truth, and we're going to say, we found it in your book. So where the world going to come from? They be warm with themselves.
Yeah.
But we ain't going to run because we found it. We're going to tell the truth.
See, when we talking about this image, we're not talking about Jesus.
No.
We're talking about the lies that
they
put on Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. I would say it's protect Jesus.
We love Jesus, and we follow Jesus better than the Christian
father. Look, I was asked one time, I was asked why you Muslims don't like Jesus. I said, wait a minute. I said, let me tell you something. If you find a Muslim that don't like Jesus, he can't be a Muslim.
He ain't a Muslim.
All right.
He ain't a Muslim. And see, the main thing we can't do, we can't make the point that he didn't do this, but we can't make a point that he put it.
That
he would be just bad.
Okay.
That would be just as bad because you got a charge against God. You know, you send me a man that was perfect.
Right.
And I couldn't follow him.
Okay. Just like, okay, now take that, Sujan, go to the Quran now. What did Allah say about Prophet Muhammad? That he was the perfect example for mankind. Right? But Allah made him perfect. In the mission that he had. Like I said, that goes back to being Masoom. If we knew all the imperfections, all those things they did wrong, we wouldn't follow them. So a lot of them on a different level.
Absolutely. And it says in the Quran, it's some thing that you ask about. If you knew the truth about it, it might turn you away from Islam.
Well, don't ask questions that may cause you to lose your faith.
Yeah. Don't ask for you to make you call you lose your faith. That's right. That's
it. And get what we're getting into. Sometimes, like I say, Imam Muhammad said, anytime somebody can bring you something, this is a hadith, and you might agree, he said, don't argue with them. He said, just agree and walk away. He said, down the line, Allah may reveal it to you.
That's right. Because you know you standing on the truth.
Yes, sir.
You're the one standing on the truth. And when that test come to you and see whether or not you're going to back that up, you know, you got to hold your position. You got to stand on the truth and stay on the truth. You say, well, that's my position.
Right.
That's my position. I go to my Lord with that position.
So, okay, so let's say this here. I'm putting another question out there. What are we saying? Haven't we been saying since we've been on this radio show that we are standing on the foundation of truth that God sent?
Right.
We stand on the word that God sent us. Right? So if we standing on what God sent us, what we talking about now, and we just eat up, Allah going to reveal it to us. Because ain't nothing hidden in the heaven and earth like the Quran say. Nothing is hidden in the heaven and earth from Allah.
That's right.
And the thing that was hidden from the people that came in all these different religions, that's why their religion was so messed up. The Quran came to clear all that foolishness up.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we're standing on. That's what we stand on the truth. There's a lot of truths out here, but we stand on the truth, which is God's truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. So it's going. I think that the opposition is designed to develop you.
Yeah.
You know. It makes you grow more. It makes you see more. And Allah said, anytime they try to put out His light, Allah said that He was going to perfect it.
He perfected it. Make it brighter.
Make it brighter.
So we're going to find the information that came out tonight. Let's give ourselves a couple of weeks. And we all go in there. Yeah. And we sign something before then, we can bring it back. Because I'm sure I'm going to go dig.
Allah Akbar. Did you hear that? That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Allah Akbar.
Because Imam said, once you come into knowledge, you weep for knowledge.
You
want to seek more knowledge because you can't be satisfied because the knowledge you had before it wasn't what you have now. So now you're really hungry and thirsty for good knowledge.
Oh yeah, for the best.
It's for the best because. Now I realize this. I don't know, but I'm not a perfect thinking person, but I try to come up with the right solution.
Wait, hold on right there. No, sir, I'm not going to let you get away with that. What you mean you're not a perfect thinking person? Anybody that says La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, is in the
like
he's in the right frame of mind.
That's right.
Yeah. He's in the best frame of mind.
Alhamdulillah. But my understanding that we would never be able to be in peace in America, especially our children, would have a place of learning and a place where there's no respect. We would never have that until we provide that, until we demand that, or we build that ourselves. If we are not trying to...
Ain't that what we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
That's right. That's exactly what we're talking about.
And when we talk about it and we're sincere, Allah will help us bring it about.
Bring it about.
Okay. I always ask the question. I'm asking the question again. What was Prophet Muhammad's best weapon? They asked his Sahaba, what was his best weapon? Was it his sword? Because it was knife and lightning split. They said no. Was it his shield, the protector? He said no. Was it Camerodo? No. So what was his weapon? He was standing there, hold his hand up and make dua and call on Allah, and Allah will answer the prayer. Answer the dua. So we have to do the same thing, but we got to believe that that's going to work when we do it.
Yeah, Allah.
Yeah. What's the worst thing people could do? Worst thing some Muslims do, because we can understand, they go to the prayer room, say Allahu Akbar, they say their prayers, the last rakah, they make long du'as, they're going to allow for certain things, right? Then when they get up with the problem they gave Allah, when they get up with the same problem. Why do you need the problem on Allah? You couldn't handle it. That's what you called on your Lord. But you pick it back up and carry it with you. Come on.
Yeah.
Before the Lord. Allah said he loves those who beg him. He smiles at the ones that beg him.
Yes.
And I be begging.
Yes. I mean Abraham.
Yes, sir.
He was begging Allah. And he was asking for his sister. And a lot of what's wrong? You don't believe?
Just a sense of my own understanding.
That's what he said.
Just a sense of my own understanding, Lord.
Save my own soul.
Yes.
My own soul.
Yes.
Want to get
verification. Yes, and when Lord says you save yourself. And your family from the fire. That's a put. Say yourself first, and your family. But if you don't have another, and you're shucking and jiving, you can't say yourself nor your family.
That's right.
You gonna give all of them killed.
That's right. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. But trust this. We begging a lot right now together. My sister, just be a little patient. Lord, you have to bring that to us. But we're going to find something. And I know when the Muslim go to digging, he don't let up till he finds something.
Right.
Yeah.
But I got to read that history in the Bible.
You know, under the unrealized Muhammad, he was giving us knowledge that he said that man shopping man.
Right. And like steel shopping steel.
Yeah, all right there.
Yes, sir.
So
we're just shopping each other tonight. So whoever else come around ain't right, get cut.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
That's when I feel relaxed. You know, like when I'm out, I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody on the program or something like that. I want them to question me.
Right. I be waiting for them.
Yeah, and when they question me, I love it. If I say that I believe in the Lord of the world and put what I stand on is true and I got truth, and somebody questions me and I don't have no answers, you know, then something's wrong.
If you do Juma and somebody asks you a question, that's why Imam Muhammad told it. See, Imam Muhammad did not stop the Talim on Sunday. He said the Imam did that. He told us where he left here. The Imam did that. Sunday was our best day to go out and fish, to bring people in. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So if I ask you a question, it don't mean you don't know the answer, but then you say, wait a minute, can you come back Sunday at our Talim? We want you to come for our guest. You got the question. The answer to the question, then when they come back, you say, brother so-and-so. The sister said, or the brother said so-and-so. You want to answer that? You give the community, two or three of them, the opportunity to answer it. Then if they can't answer, then you answer it.
The reason...
That's what my mama told us.
Yes, the reason that Sunday was our best day,
yes,
is that when we bring guests in on the Friday, and we have Juma, they can ask no question at Juma.
Right.
During the
and
time
then they got to go to work. They might go. They had to probably go back to work.
Exactly. So alhamdulillah. Sunday we got a chance to discuss things.
Yes.
You know?
Right. And you got the opportunity
in this circuit, you know.
You got the opportunity to question the brothers and the sisters in there.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So we definitely need to keep up Talim on the Sunday.
Yes, sir, brother. Imam Muhammad said, I'll say it again, and I'll fight you on this one. Anytime I say something like you, my big brother, if I see Imam Muhammad say something, I can back it up. I don't play that crap about Imam Muhammad. He said that it's the Imam who stopped it. I never stopped the Talim on Sunday. He said, just like my father had it on a Sunday. Look at the people we brought in on Sundays.
Yes. Yes.
And they came back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of things the Imam stopped.
See, the real, I truly believe when a person don't want you to ask them a question, I believe that person is trying to dictate to you.
Yes. Yes. Don't want you to say nothing.
Don't want you, because you might say something that would upset them.
You know? Embarrass them. Shame them.
Yeah.
I give you another. I watch them down here. Didn't even my mom, did not even my mama tell us, when you go out to represent Al-Islam, don't Friday we go out on Friday to represent Al-Islam? He said, well, soon time. When you go out to represent Al-Islam.
Yeah.
They come to your mom wearing clothes and pajamas. You ain't father Imam Muhammad.
So,
all the things he done gave us, we're not doing it.
Yeah. The Imam said on the, when you do a Juma, he said, this is what he told us. He said, the first half of the Juma, you glorify Allah.
Allah, that's right.
And the second half of the Juma,
it's community.
You address community needs.
That's right. That is correct.
That's what he told.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
We ain't forgot what our leader said. They want us to forget.
Yeah. And see, I don't want to get so deep into a presentation where I'm gonna take up all the time trying to present what I'm trying to present. I got to be able to present something in the third time, because we was having problems doing dawah that we were teaching on the outside there in Chicago, and people listened to what we say, got interested in it, but the bus come but they had to leave.
That's right.
You know what the Imam supposed to do? The Imam said, well, then what you all do? Y'all make shorter points.
Right.
Don't make no long points. Make shorter points.
Right. That's right. Like, you know, you do believe in God, don't you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Hey, let me say this, watch this here. This is what the Imam Muhammad gave us. Watch this here. And you're talking about meat. He said that when the person, when the deceased is passed on, we don't say that, because Allah say not that my servant is dead. Allah say this is in the place that you don't know nothing about. We got to get out of there. He did. No, he ain't dead. Yeah, Allah say he's not dead. How you going to say he dead? Allah say he's not dead. But Imam Muhammad said that when the person passes on, he say his spirit roams the earth for 3 days to find a body to get in. So think about that one.
Allah Akbar.
But I chewed on that for some years, brother.
Yeah.
And I kind of got some answers too when he said that, how he said it, the way he said it, and I found information on it. And that's how you would do it.
I remember the Imam told us, and he told us, he said that the woman is the one that makes the son homosexual.
That's what he said. That's what he said. They harness them. That's right. He said they keep them around them. They harness them. Like when he fall, oh, come here, baby. And he around the females all the time.
That's right.
See, I took my two sons away from my wife. I said, come on. You know, because she had all sisters. And I said, okay, look. When you get home, let me talk to you about my son, okay?
Yeah.
I seen that. Yeah, your mom said that way back. And he said this. He said, listen, he said, if you come to me and ask me a question about your child being a homosexual, he said, bring your child to me and I will allow their mind.
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar, brother. They got that deception where they attack the femininity in these young boys. I mean
yes,
the masculinity.
Sir.
Excuse me, the
yes,
masculinity.
Sir.
You
yes,
know,
sir.
They worked on destroying the masculinity. And you see these young boys start plaiting their hair, putting earrings
yep.
in their ears and
yeah,
and walking funny, and carrying themselves.
If you notice, you look at them, they wearing them pants that's real tight at the legs.
Yeah.
And my son says, "Man, he's busting them out." You know,
yeah.
We don't wear no pants like that.
Yeah. So they worked on them, destroy that masculinity in them. You see, if that masculinity, if that grows in them, you know,
they're trying to put them in positions. I'm talking about homosexual. They're trying to put them in positions. And while if you watch it, will they be making decisions for us? I said, ain't that something? They putting them everywhere now, in key positions.
Yes,
sir, I
brother.
Said they gonna rule over me.
Yes, sir, brother.
How
they
you gonna rule over me? And you don't even know who you is.
Brother, looking at it, they got the homosexuals out front, and they got the
yes,
woman
sir.
Out front.
Yes, sir.
These are facts. But
that same trick? But that same trick way back in Egypt? Huh?
Kill the son and let the woman
the male. Right. Kill the male and let the women live. Ain't that what's happening right now?
That's what's happening right
and
now.
It doesn't happen right now?
Same thing. It's happening right
it's
now.
It's a three-day show. Nothing is new up under the sun.
Yes, sir.
Here it is again. And now, the only thing about it now, they didn't have nobody stand up and battle like we battled about it.
Right.
See, they didn't stand up
right.
back then because Rome, he was a fag, and they had proof that he was a fag. See them saying? Stuff like that. So now they're trying to do that again. But see, we out there and we messing things up for them. We making things staticky. They don't like that.
That's right. They don't like that.
What I'm talking about? What you don't like? I said, let me tell you something. I said, I'm gonna say two things. Number one, I'm gay. I'm very happy. Y'all use the term loosely. I said, but you a sadist. That you ain't get you a sadist. That's what Imam Muhammad said. Huh?
Yeah,
I said,
yeah.
Now, two. I say, now, you want to become my enemy? I say, lie on God. I said, now, you done became my enemy. You go tell me God made you like that. See, we getting ready to fight now.
Yeah.
See, you ain't gonna lie on my Lord.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Yeah.
They try to get away with that. And they want you to sell. They want you to accept that their way of life.
Yeah.
They try
I
hard.
I ain't going to never accept it. I ain't going to never accept it.
My wife want to say something.
Come on. Come on. Yes.
Yeah. I was listening to the radio today. And they had a little show, and they were saying that the school board, they approve of the teachers teaching the children about boy liking boy and girl liking girl, teaching them how teaching them about homosexuality.
They
approve of it, and they say that nothing you could do about it. That's the only thing you could do is try to get on the school board. And a parent get on the school board and try to change it or whatever. That's the only thing you could do. They say you can't do nothing about it. The school board have approved where they could teach those children that, and you can't do nothing about it.
We can shut that down.
Right.
If that school was here, we shut that down.
Yeah, we shut that down.
What you do, bring all your children out to schools. Yeah.
Yep, they're teaching them how to...
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
But see, what you got is you putting your child, you depositing your child in a place that's going to destroy it. And I can't see why a Christian or a Jew or anybody else will put their child in a school that's going to destroy it. So our job as Muslim is to make appeal to the Christians and challenge them. If they say they believe in God, they know about Sodom and Gomorrah, they know about all the problems that God that they really believe in, then it would be no problem for the Christian people who say they're Christian, believe in the Bible. It wouldn't be no problem to come together and go against this evil that been put. Because here in Atlanta, if the police pull up to a person that looked like a woman and a person looked like a man, and they make some suggestions that this is a man I'm talking to or this is a woman I'm talking to because it looked like that, they going to get suspended. And what? Could lose, and it go all the way to the elected officials in the city hall, the councilman. They got to go by the same rule. So we ain't got no government. We got dictatorship. We got homosexual running this world. We got Satan. He's got his hand in it. This world is not run by Satan. We've been told, run by Satan. We've been told that. And now it's crystal clear it's ran by Satan.
That's right.
My granddaughter, who been in public school, been in Muslim school, doing good, and now she's having problems, her mama having problems with her, because the people in there, the people she shows away with her, they are leading her to disbelieve everything her mama or her grandmama taught her.
They're jealous. They told some girl walked up to her today and told her, I don't like you. And she said, why? Somebody told me you were talking about me. And Sophia just walked away, turned and walked away. She said, I hadn't been talking about her, ma'am. She said, but it must not be the truth that she's telling. Said, because if so, why didn't she say it when she first walked up to me? Why she didn't just say her, you've been talking about, I don't like you.
Well, see, that's the public school. That's the TV. That's the sitcom that we look at. That is the rapper. That's all that in one. All the foolishness that this world produced for us. That's all of that in a sack, in a bag. So we got to live with this. And then when we said something. I like what Suja did. Suja went to the school, and he talked to the principal about his son that got in a fight. That the four or five guys want to jump on him, on his son, and so he went and told the principal. And the principal said some things, and Suja said, "I see the problem right now." He said, "I don't teach my child to turn the other cheek. I teach my child to fight with those who fight with me, who always fight with him." And
that's
I don't
right.
teach my child to be aggressive. But you see these boys in a gang going to jump on my child, and you're not going to protect them, then you wrong, too. There's a bunch of them going to jump on one man, and you ain't ready to spend no people. Then I see what the problem is.
Yeah, you're the problem.
Yeah, you're
the problem.
Right.
This is a good opportunity.
Look up. Did Jesus make a mistake?
Give us a couple of weeks. Everybody relax. Take a couple of weeks in research. Let's take our time.
Right. Okay.
We'll find it.
Okay then. We close it out.
You got ready to close out now? We got 1 minute.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just want to say this right quick. This right here gives us, if all those things is happening, this here, this gives us the opportunity to establish schools.
And that's the only hope left.
And hurry up and establish. Hurry up and do it.
Yeah, we got to hurry up and do it. And we got to speak out and speak to the people and see who concerned like we have. You find most people are not concerned. Like up to Atlanta Massachusetts, they had a shooting up there twice. Nobody respects us no more. Brothers shot us, not one day, but a different day, two times this year. They've been shooting up to Atlanta Massachusetts.
On the Massachusetts property.
On the Massachusetts property.
Okay, let's 9 o'clock. Let's close out. Then you can get to talking to the cutoff. Y'all ready?
Right.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. What asri? Inna lisan elafi kusri. Illa ladina amini wa aminu salihati. Watu wasal bil haqqi. Watu wasal bil sabr. Amin, ya Rab.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah. I'm just lying. This is a time. This is a test for us. And if we are serious and we real, then we'll come together and do whatever we need to do.
The ones that can really handle this problem, like us. See, they kept us back. They blocked us. But see, now they can't stop us. Why? Because my mom said, kiss the spirit is contagious. We can't stop
now. That's right. We're in demand, too.
That's right.
We got the hot sauce. A lot of them gave us the solution. Yes, sir.
You better believe it.
I'm doing the love.
It won't be long. It won't be long. It will not be long.
They said, you know what they said after you get the monkey tail off. They said, won't be long now.
Oh, it's here. We're going to grab hold to it. We're going to show them.
Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. I'm telling you, an imam came and asked me to set up a class on remove racial images out of worship.
Right. Well, hey, that's what you're doing right now with us?
That's what I'm doing right now. I do it on Thursday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're just a part of your team, that's all.
I'm doing a lot. I've been doing this for about 45, almost 50 years.
Yeah, we have.
Same thing.
I can't.